Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid right now,
Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Thursday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We got some baseball tonight. We've got the golf. We have got NBA Summer League starting tomorrow in Vegas. We have got a lot of football talk. Just a ton of football chatter for Joe tonight. He's going to be very excited. And several other things on the horizon as well. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for that two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. It's about that time. Starting to fire off bets. Fire off bets each and every night. I rapid fire last night on the Tommy gun. Boom. That's it. I was putting them out after the USA victory. Great call by you, partner. Minus the 12.5. Never in doubt. Team USA. Smash special. One leg down. Three more to go on the college football playoff and conference championships. Let's ride, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, that was they started real slow in that game, Joe. I'm sure you flipped it on. I mean, they were down like 11-1 right out of the gate, and then they were able to turn it on. And you could tell by the second half as they got their footing. I mean, they smashed them in the second half.
But can I just say, I had some people tweet me. You know, Team Canada, covered the opening line. I don't care about the opening line.
I care about the line we had.
I care about the line that I had because I tweeted out. You know me, I love to stir the pot at like 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Team Mush came through again for Canada.
Well,
Team
it was,
Mush.
Look.
You said all the Mushes were on Team Canada.
Oh, there was a lot. Everybody was on Canada.
That's so. The good, Carver. That's the good. Now I got to give you the bad. You put the kibosh on me with the balls flying out in San Francisco. As soon as you said that, Manfred gave the okay to put the concrete in the middle. I don't know what they did in the second half of that game, but dead under.
Yeah, I mean, let's get some things straight here for a moment. First of all, I was very upset that after scoring five runs in the first inning, things got quiet after that. Now, remember this, Joe. It was a dead under for you and your alt.
Right, because I alted.
For everyone else, it was over the 7.5.
Right,
okay?
Because
Yastrzemski hit that... backdoor homer in the bottom of the ninth.
Backdoor to get homer. Is that used in baseball?
Yeah, I mean, it is if you were the total 7.5 and there's seven runs and the guy hits a homer in the bottom of the ninth to make it eight, I'd call that a backdoor solo homer run. Backdoor homer
Yastrzemski
in the bottom of the ninth by him.
Yastrzemski screwed me.
Well, he didn't screw you. I mean, he actually got everybody else who had the over. He gave them, brought them to the window.
I know.
So there's nothing wrong with that. Now,
I'm like typical. I said they put the concrete in the middle of the ball.
They did. And there was a couple homers in the first inning, and it looked like it was going to be. And then it just cruised along after that. I mean, there was just nothing happening in that game after. 4-1, Phillies lead the Dodgers. Top of the seventh in Philadelphia. Turner and Marsh with homers for the Phillies. 5-0 Cubbies lead the Orioles now as the steel mill is shutting them down. And they go to the top of the seventh. Can Hap homer in that game, Joe, please? 4-0
special tonight.
Okay. Red Sox lead the A's 4-0 at Fenway in the top of the fourth. The Rays lead the Yankees 5-2. I got to tell you, Joe, I got this Diaz to homer for the Rays tonight. He hit an absolute bomb in the bottom of the first inning leading off for the Rays, and it was to dead center field. They reviewed it that the ball hit the catwalk. I don't know if they didn't have enough replays to change it because, like, the outfielder was under it, and then it landed 20 feet behind him. So, I don't know. I think I got screwed out of a homer, Joe, to be quite honest with you.
How does that happen? What do you mean it landed?
Because they play in that dopey Tropicana field with the catwalks at the top of it, and balls hit it all the time. But I guess they called it a double. So, I feel like I got screwed. And then he hit an absolute screamer off the guy. The cap was right, Joe. This guy hit two hard hit balls off of Nestor Cortez. And I don't know. And I'm not sure I'm going to get a third chance at it because I doubt they'd let Nestor face him a third time.
What did I tell you last night? Cortez is a gas can. You said he sucks on the road. That I had the over with the over in San Francisco altered, and I'm going to lose, right? And I had also the over in the Cub game, so that'll probably screen through. So I'm off to a slow start. I will say this. I had a no-sweat token tonight.
Did you?
Yeah, I used it with the over in the Brave game. I had Albies to get a hit, Moreno to get a hit, Riley to get a hit, Ozuna to get a hit, Carroll to get a hit, and Albies to homer. And a partridge in a pear tree.
I mean, where'd you come up with that?
I don't know. What? And then I did a three-team alt. Over Miami Astros, 11.5. Over Seattle Angels, 10.5. Over 11.5 Braves Diamondbacks. Like, give me three, I'll be happy. Pays $43.38. And we could put in some more lottery tickets for college football.
I don't want to get you down because you're on the high right now with all those lottery tickets that you're putting out. I mean, Joe, could we do like a couple two-leggers? Like, I mean, you got like all these are like seven-leg parlays.
What are you talking about? You see, there you go. You don't look. I had Team USA with Ole Miss, Texas Tech, and Michigan.
Joe, you put out last night. Give me a second here.
Good. There's
more lottery tickets. 10-team parlay. Here's another one. 9-team parlay. You got all these huge legs.
What about the four teams? You don't talk about those.
Yeah, but again, these are like, there's a reason why these are, you know, plus 400,000. I mean, come on.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Georgia can't win the SEC. Clemson can't win the ACC. Oregon can't win the Big Ten. And Texas Tech can't win the Big 12. Right? Because that's what I have going after Team USA won last night. Okay, it pays $124,287. So keep talking.
I'm going to keep talking.
$52,000.
I mean, how bad is it that you got the USA leg and the cash out's less than what you paid for it? I mean, it's just...
Well, they're trying to screw me. That's all. They're playing games. The cap is right, maybe. Maybe the cap is right on these. I'm the extraordinaire.
The cap is right.
I notice when it comes to my forte... Yours is the golf, and I gotta bow down to the Church of Carver, right? I gotta kiss the ring every time you have Carver 30-1, Cam Davis, Carver, Nikki Dumla. But when it comes to college football,
I want you to win.
This is my forte. Respect it. Kiss the ring.
Yeah, but
kiss
you
the
got
ring.
7 and 8 leg
no,
in the conference parlays.
Those were $1. They paid $300,000. I took Team USA with three legs. What's wrong with that? Tell me what's wrong with taking a 5-team parlay, one of them being Team USA.
Taking one of them is fine. Sure, take one of them. I don't have a problem with that.
Gives me juice. I'm going to be on air 30 hours a week.
You took 8 of them. I mean, fine. Then let's get a couple singles in here. Like, why can't we just play Texas Tech by itself?
You know, the prop bets, this and everything else. Don't worry about, you know, all of a sudden you became my bank. You're my risk manager. I didn't know. Hang on. I just want you to win. He's my coach.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us on a Thursday night on the grid. All right, Joe, we have some things that have happened here for us. Some things cooking. The Cubs are cooking in Baltimore as they've plated three here in the top of the seventh to get it to 7-0. So what do you need for this game?
10.5. This is going to be complete opposite of what happened last week when they played the Angels. They got blanked 7-0, and they're going to probably win 7-0.
We'll see if they can. Yankees have the bases loaded in the top of the fifth.
Who's up, Judge?
Rice-A-Roni.
Hey, now, hot kid, hot soup. Come on, Benny Rice.
Man, Cubs are looking for more, Joe. They just added another 8-0 Cubs.
Whoa. You don't like Rice, do you?
Rice-A-Roni? I don't mind him.
You don't love him, though.
I don't love him. I mean, I'm skeptical with anybody with the Yankees right now. So let's see him get something done here against Kelly. It's 5-2 Rays. We'll see if he can drive a couple in. The Marlins have taken a 1-0 lead right out of the gate. Brian De La Cruz with a solo homer. So 1-0 there. I got Singleton from the Astros in that game. Hopefully he can go big fly. I'm so annoyed, Joe, about the Diaz Dick guy on Tampa, that first at bat of the game.
Yeah,
really bothered
me. He's cost me some overs. He with Tampa earlier in the year, he got up bases loaded like bottom eight, never came through for me. So he's dead to me. So I know I feel.
Man,
the
there's
pain
a there's guys. A lot of guys on that pile for you.
Oh, you got to see.
He's dead to me.
I have a black book. The black book I go through every week.
Is that how you get to these so fast? How you know who it is?
Say it again.
Is that how you know immediately? You check that black book and you see who's wronged you? That's how you find out so quickly?
Can I get this over in Miami tonight with the Marlins? 1-0.
I hope so, as long as Singleton homers. As long as he
and
does.
Singleton? Old man Singleton? No?
Yeah, old man. Come on now.
No, I'm saying Ken Singleton back in the day.
Yes, Ken Singleton, absolutely. We have two late-night games, Mariners-Angels at 9:40 East, and then Braves and the Diamondbacks at 9:40 East. I got to tell you, Joe, that line's a little fishy to me.
Which one?
The Brave-Diamondback game.
Why, you think it's high, right?
Braves, no, just the line, the side. Like, Fried has been really good. And Getty's on the road. Fott stinks for Arizona. I do know they've been playing a little better. I feel like the Braves would normally be a bigger favorite than -118.
Don't overthink it. Take the over. Don't overthink it.
I hope it's an over. I want to play some taters in that game. So I hope it's an over. Could we get some big fly tonight from Ozuna?
Big flies.
Big flies, baby. Let's go.
Oh, boy, Carver.
Let's fire him up, Joe.
You got me looking at these college football playoff odds. You're bad.
Rice, I guess, only got one run in 5-3, and now they're out of the inning. So, no luck for us there, Joe.
I mean,
what's the matter? I got you looking at the college football odds?
That's all you do. Yeah, I'm pumped up for college football, Carver.
Let me ask you this. Let's get right down to it. We had Big 12 Media Day the last couple days.
Yeah.
Story comes out then, really late last night, earlier today, mm-hmm. that the Big 12 has had some discussions with Clemson and Florida State.
Yeah, now, I sent you that. Yep.
Yeah, and I had seen it, and I think Dellinger reported it, right, Joe? He might have been the first guy in there with that, who does a great job. But, you know, the thing is, I'm tired of hearing about Florida State and Clemson for this one reason, Joe. We've been through this a billion times. They've had all these legal battles trying to get out. They can't get out of that deal. Like until they can get out of that deal.
Your mark wouldn't be willing in dealing it. I put out your mark. Isn't your mark like Gordon Gekko?
Well, that's the thing. You fell in the trap. See, put the cheese out, and you went right out there and grabbed
it. Your mark. A rat.
No. What I'm saying is that. Your mark went out there, and I've already praised the guy. We both did last night. We praised your mark, no doubt. But your mark runs around with the, we're going to be bigger and better. We're going to keep building. We're going to be, and then just coincidentally, 12 hours then after the media days, this story comes out. So this was like, obviously.
But why can't that be? But why can't that
I
be
I think
truth?
It just is. It's to heighten what he, back up what he said at the media day. I think it's just some smoke to back up. You see, he's serious. This is what, he's really trying to make this work. I don't think that Clemson and Florida State are going to pick 12. I don't.
Okay.
I just don't see it. If Clemson and Florida State had their way, obviously their first choice would be the SEC, but they're not getting in there.
Yeah, but the SEC doesn't want them, supposedly.
Right.
And what is it? There's the other Big Ten doesn't want them either because they're not accredited. Well, I mean, there we go.
You've already got the Seminoles taking a trip to Lubbock to see your Joey McGuire. I mean, you love pumping the tires down there. You just love pumping them up.
I do. I love Joey McGuire. I'm not going to lie. I make no bones about it. I like the guy. Him and I think, could break bread. And you know what? It would be on me. All right?
Wow. How about that?
Okay?
Yeah, why not?
What are you going to say? What?
Why not? You should do it then. You guys are close now.
I don't know. I got the SI's number. Maybe he'll be a friend of the show soon.
It's possible.
It's possible,
I mean,
right?
You guys, a lot of chatter back and forth. A lot of chatter between the two of you. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Look out. All right, Joe. Quickly, before I get to some other things, and I'm going to get back to the football, so Joe, don't worry. I'm not leaving that on the side for you ever. 4-1 still, Phillies Dodgers top of the eighth in Philadelphia. 8-0 still, Cubs and Orioles during the top of the eighth in Baltimore. Seeing a little bit more action there. We have got Yankees down 5-3, bottom of the fifth. Rays once again with a bunch of guys on base against Nestor Cortez.
They're leaving nasty Nestor in there, huh?
Leaving him in there. He's been pounded about. I hope Diaz gets another at bat against him. But I don't think I'm going to get that lucky. He's had three already. He hit two balls. He just smoked two of them. So hopefully he gets another. Speaking of that right now, the Astros are already teeing off on this guy Munoz.
Are they? How much?
The Marlins outscored in the top of the first in the De La Cruz homer. Now, second and third, one out. And I thought that was a homer, Joe. This guy, Diaz, hit one to left field.
Over. Come on.
Okay, well, I want the next guy to homer, Joe, so why can't we get him to homer?
Who do you want, Diaz?
Singleton. That hit the yellow line, Joe. I think they should review this. That should have been a two-run homer for Diaz.
Are they going to review it?
I'm waiting to see. I'm watching the game. Well, it would be a two-run because there was a man on base. No, they're not going to review it, Joe. So let's get Singleton in the barn then here. Yeah, they've thrown a pitch. They can't go back now.
Come on,
let's get Singleton. Oh, come on. They just locked
it
up. Come on.
Is it out?
Is it? Don't tease me, Joe.
To the right. Come on. No, right. Is it a hit? Come on with the
game kiss. Oh, my God, Joe. What are you doing to me here?
Line drive up, but it's okay. We got the run in. We got the run in. sack fly. It was a
shot.
That's
not enough. It wasn't a shot. It was a lazy fly ball to center
field.
Well,
how come on the bat, on the game cast, they said the bat torque was like 117 coming off the bat?
I don't care about their charts and graphs on the bat cast or whatever it is that you have there. I'm watching the game. It was a fly ball to center field.
Hang on. In play. Is it a
They're
double?
Teeing off on this guy, though.
Is it a double? Base hit? Come on.
What game are you on now?
I'm on the Houston game. It says line drive to right center field. Nobody. Yeah, there we go.
That is a base hit. So it'll be 2-1 now. Base hit.
All right. There we go. They have the guy. They put the out.
And honestly, that should have been that should be ball don't lie. Because honestly, that should have been a 2-run homer for Diaz. So.
Could we get the 2-run shot now from Lofredo? What's his name? Lofredo?
Loperfido?
In play! Loperfredo!
Yeah,
is it gone?
And they are just swinging at the first pitch here. Swinging away. This guy Munoz, he's given up, I think I said today, Joe, on Coast to Coast, 15 homers in 44 innings or something like that.
Oh, man. We should get up there. All right, 2-1. Nice work.
Nah, he flew out to left. So
that's okay. 2-1. Nice work.
2-1. Three runs in the first inning. That's a good start.
We get three runs every inning. We'll be through that total.
Right. The all total. Remember that.
I played big tonight. What could I say?
You played big tonight? That's what you did? You do that, Joe. You play big every night. Yes or no? You gonna deny that?
No, I'm not going to die.
Yeah, exactly. You're always in the mix, Joe. You're always in the mix.
I mean, I congratulated you on the great pick last night, so, you know. How are my golf guys doing?
I was going to do that. I'm going to wait till after the break because there's only a minute left. So I'm going to give you the update on the golf when we come back.
I looked at the leaderboard early, and I think I have a guy that I want to back for tomorrow.
In the Scottish or the Jabroni
the
tournament?
No, the Jabroni. Scott.
Okay. We'll get to that when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday night on the grid. Thursday, right, Joe? Is it Thursday?
Feels like a Friday. Thursday. Feels like a Friday, though.
No, it doesn't.
What do you mean? No, it doesn't. Doesn't?
I feel like in the summer, Joe, almost every day is a Friday for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Well, why is that?
Well, because, I mean, it's kind of, now that you're not, you don't have C2C anymore on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you kind of got, you know, you got a little bit of a groove going. Every day kind of feels like a Friday until college football season starts.
Do you miss me during the week?
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't sound like you really love me. Yeah.
I mean, what do you want me to say? You know.
Miss me. You're back in the saddle. I mean, you and Scotty do a great job, so it's, you know, it's just, we ran its course. You know what I mean? Show with me ran its course, and now I'm back behind the mic where you can't see my face till August.
What is the deal here? Why, I see what's going on here.
What?
I put a game back on, and for some reason, they, like, didn't put it back where I had it. And I was very, very upset. I was like, why does it say the seventh inning?
Upset.
It's in the eighth inning. What's going on here?
All right,
Joe. Let me get to the golf now while we wait something to happen in these baseball games. So the Genesis Scottish Open.
Right.
Over at the Renaissance Club. Justin Thomas, the clubhouse leader at 8-under. Sungjae Im in second at 7-under. A host of characters at 6-under, including Ludvig Åberg and Justin Lauer and Thomas Dietrich. Now, I had Dietrich, Joe, for first-round leader, and he was 6-under at the turn. And I thought I had a real shot, and he really let go of the rope on the back nine. And he let Thomas and him pass him, and then he fell back and bogeyed 17. So that was extremely unfortunate for me. Let's give you some of the big names where they're at. Rory's 5 under, he's 3 back. Tommy Fleetwood's 5 under, he's 3 back. Morikawa's 5 under, he's 3 back. Got a few guys in the mix here, Joe. Who are you looking at? Who did you say that you wanted to take a shot with?
The one guy that I saw on the leaderboard that I was like, oh, I actually, you know, it was Molinari at 4 under.
Well, remember, I told you Molinari was like, what was he, like 1,000 to 1 or something like that? Yeah.
So Molinari was 1, right? I think right. He's in the mix. He's like in the 20s. And Fleetwood is 8th, Carve. Fleetwood is 8th now. Tied for 8th with Rory.
Yeah, I know. He's 5 under. He's 3 back.
I mean,
he's 14 to 1.
The other guy I like is Dylan Fratelli at 3 under.
Man, Dylan Fratelli. It's been so long since he's played good golf.
Part of me, can I just say this? Part of me wants to take a shot on Kitayama, but every time I do, he falls off the grid.
I like Kitayama.
Can we take Kitayama here? It's still good money. I mean, he's 3 under. He can't win this thing at minus 8.
No, now? I think we can add him for. Let's see what they're giving us for.
Top 10. Can he backdraft? Look at me with the golf window. Could he?
He's 13 to 1 for a T5.
T5.
And then for 10, Kitayama plus 550. Still a good number. Still a good number.
Okay. So what do you want to do?
Matias, what are you trying to send me here? Schwarber hit a homer?
I don't know.
Schwarbaum?
What happened here? I don't know.
Schwarbaum. It looks
does that
like,
have any bearing on the over that I have?
I don't think so.
So why do we need that info? Did he hit it?
He sent it to me. I know.
We got a runner on third here, second inning. Runner on third, second inning. 11.5 is the total. I think that's
Hap's going to get one more at bat here for me for the Cubs in the ninth, Joe. Can he go yard?
Sure.
Can we get Hap to hit one out?
Could we get one?
Please.
Could we get something tonight, Carver? Could we get something tonight? Just once.
It would
once.
Be nice.
Just once.
That was Schwarber's 19th of the season, by the way.
We keep doing wrong.
Listen to you, Joe.
I'm throwing out all the
getting involved.
All the games tonight.
I still think this is, first of all, that course was super easy today. I feel like this is still a wide open tournament.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is the winner going to be like 30 under in this tournament?
Usually no, Joe. No, that's not the case. I think the course played a lot easier than it typically does on Thursday.
So there's a shot for JT to come back to the pack and all these guys.
Well, I mean, look, I think there's a, you know, I don't think he's shooting 8 under again on Friday. And he's going out on the early group. He's in the AM group now.
Honestly, Carver, this guy, Lee, he's still 66 to 1 to win. He's in third.
Yeah, Ha Tong Lee.
Is he good?
He's 80 to 1, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
You want to take him for a top 5?
Top 5 for Ho Tong Lee. 9 to 1.
That's not bad.
For a top 5. What are they giving you for the 10 for him? Oh, you got to be kidding me. They pinch hit Hap. Why did they do that?
I can't get the runner over.
You gotta be kidding me here, Joe. What is the
Miami's
deal
terrible.
With this stuff?
They have a runner on third, one out. Runner on third, one out. 2-2 count. The guy can't even hit a sac fly to right field. They don't. I mean, what does the guy have? A piano on his back on third? We can't send him. I mean, come on now. What is going on?
I don't know, Joe. This is unfortunate.
It just drives me nuts. Small ball. You're the Marlins. You don't have Gary Sheffield coming up.
Gary Sheffield. Is that the one, Marlon, you could remember from the 90s, Joe? Gary Sheffield?
Let me think.
Why did they hit Happ? Why did they take Happ out of the game? What, bothers me, Joe.
All right, can we get this guy 1-2 count? Who's this? Fortes? I can't even read it. It's so small. I need trifocals, I think. Fortes. Can he just slap a single? I mean, really? These games. In play. Single. There's a single. Right off the bat. Is that a single? Catch that seven. It is.
For who's this now, Joe? The Marlins?
2-2. Marlins.
2-2.
Yep, there we go. We got ourselves a slugfest. Oh, hoagie fest. When's the last time you had a hoagie?
I don't know.
I haven't had one in years. Now, are you the guy that puts, like, the oil and vinegar with all the deli meats?
No.
And the shredded lettuce, or, like, you know, when you get, like, the foot, like, you know, the 8-foot, you know, thing. Let's say you have a party for one of the kids. You
put that you get for the party. For myself personally, no. I would not do that.
Okay.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. All right, Joe. Last looks for the Dodgers. They're down 5-1 in Philly in the top of the ninth. Same thing for the Orioles. Down 8-0 in the bottom of the ninth at home. Bottom six, 5-3 Rays. Leading the Yanks. 5-0 Red Sox lead the A's in the bottom of the sixth at Fenway. And 2-2 Marlins Astros. Bottom second. In Houston, there's a double for the Astros. So man on second, one out now for the Astros. We still have Seattle and the Angels and the Braves and the Diamondbacks, which will get going later on, about an hour or so for both of those. Did you see, Joe, that Jamal Adams has a new home?
Yeah, and I said the under and over on Jamal Adams for games has got to be 5.5 because
I'll take the under.
He's played 10 over the last 2 years. So if you want to say one of the years was a 16-game season, right?
And I'll take the under.
33 games, he's played 10. He's played 10 games out of 33 the past two seasons. Good luck and God bless. That is a whopping 30%.
I'll take the under.
Okay. What are they trying to accomplish, Tennessee? Just throw away money? Because if that's the case, I don't know why they just didn't sign Derrick Henry.
They spent a lot of money this offseason.
Yeah, I know. Tony Pollard.
Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley.
Snead.
Right? Snead.
Le'Jarius Snead on D.
Yeah, but do we really think, Carver, that their defense is going to be legit?
Dude, no.
I don't think they were good last year.
You also don't believe in Will Levis.
Well, okay.
I'm not saying there's something wrong with that. I'm just saying you don't believe in Will Levis. What's their win total?
It's got to be like 6.5.
That's it?
Yeah. They're like dead last to win the division.
6.5. Plus 110 to the over.
Again, you don't believe me.
Oh, look, I'm sure. I know you've been, huddled away studying this stuff, so.
Huddled? Nah, not really. Not really. I'm going to dive in even heavier coming up.
Unbelievable.
Trying to prepare my mind and body for the upcoming season. Jim. The rigors of talking.
Well, that's when you're basically 24/7 at that point. Tomorrow is a Carver and Lisi Summer Friday. 6 more Carver after tomorrow. 6 more Carver and Lisi Summer Fridays until college football.
Wow, we're really getting to the nitty gritty here.
Yeah.
All right. You can get it done. You can get it done.
I know that makes you happy.
What's best? You gotta get it done. You gotta get it done.
I should really say 5 more because the 6th one is actually, we'd be doing college football picks that night. So I'm saying you actually only have to get through 5 more Carver and Lisi Summer Fridays without football.
Interesting.
I'm excited for the SEC next week, too. They're going to have their talking season. Do you think anyone's going to ask Kirby about all his kids getting popped for reckless driving?
Well, I mean, come on. Just scrape them up and put them out there. It's the, that's the Gundy way now, right?
That's the Gundy way? Yeah. Here's what I saw, Joe, today after that news came out. 20 people associated with Georgia's program have been arrested since the start of 2023. And I feel like half of those are like these reckless driving things. What are we doing? Huh?
I don't know.
No answer.
What? What are we doing?
Will Kirby have any answer for that next week? Or is he just going to...
Yeah, Kirby. Carver, they're going to play. They're reckless driving. You know what I mean? Think about the situation with Jalen Carter 2 years ago. Nothing happened. I mean, they did have a situation where they...
I'm not even talking so much at this point about something happening. I'm talking about how come every other week there's somebody else getting popped for reckless driving in the part of the Georgia program?
Because this is the problem, and it's not just Kirby Smart, but I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is that these kids come in, and it's all of them now, okay? And they have more money than the coaches. And they don't. And the problem is that there is no more authority in as it relates to college football. Yeah, coach, you're going to help me get here. You're going to help me get to the NFL. You're going to help me get mine. That's fine. But when the coach says, listen, you have this, you can't do that, you're going to ruin your career, they say, screw you.
Is that what they say?
Not all of them, but let's say the 10% that are getting caught are getting caught. No? Or you
Look,
in Georgia it's worse because of ETN and Jalen Carter?
Joe, I just gave you the number. 20 since the start. Not in the last 5 years. Not in the last 10 years. In the last year and a half. 20. That's a lot, Joe.
Yeah.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back on Carver and Lisi here, dealing with a little bit of technical difficulties. I thought Carver was there. I was in a little bit of a state of flux there. So we left off talking about Georgia and Kirby Smart, the situation with the off-the-field issues with the players. Carver mentioned 20 now over the past couple of seasons, reckless driving. It's unfortunately the state of college football right now. It really is. It's a situation where it's not just Kirby Smart, but when you're the defending national champions 2 years ago, you're a team that won 29 out of 30 games. You're going to have the bullseye on your back. Do I believe Kirby Smart has handled the situation possibly the best? No. But is he the only one? Absolutely not. You know, I think it's magnified more with Georgia than maybe some under-the-radar programs, but I believe it's the state of college football as a whole. It's unfortunate. But when do you look at the coach and or staff and say, if you're a high school kid, 18, 19, 20, I need to listen to them because they have my best interest in mind, especially when that kid potentially is getting $9 or $10 million to play for the university. It's unfortunate, but that's where we're at in terms of college football. NIL rules the day. The boosters rule the program. And we know Dave Aranda came out today or this week in regards to the recruiting aspect in terms of the Big 12. They asked him, Dave, why? Why are you getting such a jump on recruiting? He goes, we could finally pay players. And that is the answer that nobody wanted to hear 8 or 10 years ago, but you're hearing it today. And now everything is legal. Some schools do it better than others. Some schools are still trying to figure it out. And they better figure it out quick, because coaches that don't embrace this type of situation, unfortunately, are going to have a short shelf life. That's just the way of college football. We saw the situation with Boise State and their coach, Danielson, that said that they do not want to pay players, especially redshirt freshmen and early players. They're going to have to earn their roster. They're going to have to earn their way on. They want blue-collar guys. But he says that after he takes on USC's Malachi Nelson that transferred from Lincoln Riley and was a five-star recruit. How do you think? I mean, I'm just going to throw it out there. He goes from the Coliseum and sunny California to Boise, Idaho. You don't think there was any cash involved in that? Did Danielson give the cash and then say the comment later? That's the situation as it relates to these prime players. The Caleb Williams, the Jaden Daniels type. Mm-hmm. They want their money, right? They want their money, Carver. I thought you fell off
a
cliff.
Well, I don't know what happened. My thing shut down for a second. Look, Joe, I'm not... it is what it is at this point. Don't you think that's a little excessive, what's gone on in the last year and a half?
Carver, absolutely. Like, it's the same thing. Listen, if you're a college kid and you have children, you're going to go, okay, my choices are Georgia, Bama, LSU. Well, Kirby, why are your players getting into trouble every day? That would be a question if you really care about your child.
I mean, I know Kirby's not going to want to hear it, Joe, but that's honestly going to be the entire focus. Like, there's no doubt he's a great college football coach, Joe. But, I mean, I've seen people say it today, and it's true. He's lost control of the team on the outside of football. They can do whatever they want, it seems like.
Right.
Like, right. You can't have that going on. Out of control, man.
Out of control.
20 arrests in a year and a half. Got another hour to go. Carver and Lee, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.